that didn't always start the marriage because they would elope. And a lot of times you'd see a mother and father, the father's angry, the mother was grieved the next day or two, what's the matter? Jane ran off last night, that's what they call it, she ran off and married. So, and that's how they did it. And then if the parents consented, they would just have the little quiet wedding there in the home, and they didn't send out invitations, they would just let it be known that Alice was going to get married at the hour and place, and all the folks would come, the whole neighborhood, and everybody would be standing out there in the yard, and there they would be standing up on the porch getting married.
Would they have anybody stand up with them?
Yes, they had. They didn't have the bridal party, but they had the best man and the the maid of honor. She would have this maid of honor.
Did you ever hear the best man called a waiter? A waiter, the best, the bridesmaid of waiter.
I don't remember the waiter, but I remember the the bridesmaid. They used that term. And of course, now they use, when they use all of this bridal party, they call this number bridesmaid too.
Mm-hmm. But the term waiter doesn't sound what it is.
No, I don't remember that. They might have used it.
And after the wedding, did their friends ever give them a noisy celebration?
Oh, I remember that they did. They would throw rice on them. Now, later years, I know that they would make a lot of noise, and they would also tie bells and tin pans and things under the car that the couple was going to ride in. Mm-hmm. But in the earlier years, most I remember was just throwing rice on them.
I see. Did you ever hear of that kind of thing called a shivaree or a belling? They might, apparently it was pretty noisy, pretty vigorous. They might play jokes.
No, I guess that didn't kind of reach in that community.
It really is what we're interested in, because some of these customs were very common in some places, never even heard of in others. Mm-hmm. So this particular thing was often rather cruel. It was apparently the intention was to humiliate the bride and groom more than anything else, and be very. Very noisy, firecrackers, all kinds of things. Similar to what you see now in tying cans to the car. When a woman when the wife was going to have her first child, you'd say, well, she is what?
It was a very common term, and if you haven't heard it, I don't know where it came from, but in those a long time ago when I was a little girl, I used to hear the term, she's big.
She's big.
That's all I ever heard. And I really and truly, I don't know, I guess I was 12, 14 years old before I was pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Was that because it was a word that wasn't used around children?
Yes, it was. It was a word that wasn't used around children, and all any part of that that you want to think of was hush hush, so far as children was concerned. Because I remember at home when my oldest sister, well, not the oldest one, the second sister, was expecting her first child, she came home. And Mama helped her make some clothes, and they would sew when we were out. And the only time we saw them sewing clothes is if we got there before they knew we were coming, see. Yeah. And they would hide those things. And they didn't even want you to see baby clothes.
Very hush hush, I see. When they came time to deliver the baby, what whose services did they use?
Some lady, any old lady that they called a midwife. Mm-hmm. And that was peculiar too, because they'd take all the children up any time of night and carry them to the neighbor's house. And the husband would go get this midwife. And it would be sometime the next day before they let the children come back home.
So they weren't a part of it at all?
No. Mm-hmm. And they didn't know where the baby came from. You know, so they would tell them anything.